The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This AC. That's a 20. Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, then you do your normal damage, plus 3.
Plus my strength bonus?
Yeah.
Normal, just like, whenever your normal damage
plus,
is plus 3.
So, plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
13. Okay!
Okay, that's the one with the green thing under him. Yeah. He's also bloodied now.
It's not like I can really do anything effective.
Yeah.
What warlords do is warlords...
You! Kick ass! I'll stand over here and scream like a girl.
Alright. Well, Andre and...
Michael's next.
Michael is next, but since he's indisposed, we'll swing over to Michael.
Michael, it was your turn, but we just had to skip you, so Michael, it's your turn.
So now it's your turn.
Okay. I haven't gone yet.
Okay.
Michael, you're up. Nathan, you're up after him. So.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. He's bloodied. He bloodied his butt.
You? Is that where you had to hit?
Well, he is kind of tall, so I kind of chopped him right in the pelvic area, you know.
Okay. End up right there. And...
I love some chips.
They're good.
These reptiles seem to be a little bit on the odoriferous side of things.
Bacon of light. Bacon.
Yeah.
Dude, there's Dr. Pepper for you.
I'm trying to find the diet version.
Ethan has diet.
You can have them.
I didn't realize you weren't drinking regular soda, otherwise I would have got 2 diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the end of the week, and I'm basically out of freebie points at this point.
Oh. I'm sorry. Well, if I'd known that, I would have gotten 2 liters of diet.
Well, just so you know, sandwich stands are 1 point each.
Oh yeah, I had heard you.
They rock.
Do you want a Coke class? We got cool Coke classes.
I've got a girlfriend who works at McDonald's.
So I gotta take it. You guys got a bunch of those.
We've got one.
Those are neat little glasses.
It's okay. Like that most people are gonna get a large anyway.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to have a large size? I was just about to say that before you let me finish my sentence. Thank you.
The one that's got double marks, what does that do?
He's marked by me.
He's not marked.
He's marked by me, which means that he has a minus 2 his AC.
Whatever your mark does to him.
My marking an opponent does, it's like a minus 2 to AC and something. It's just a standard, like, mark, you know.
Standard marks don't penalize AC.
Where's my book? I know it tells me in the book. I don't know where my book is.
Okay, well, I'm going to swing at the other one, then.
Thank you, Ethan.
Let me go get my book.
I'll be right back.
So it might be a class thing, but normal marks don't penalize AC.
Here's my attack. Does an 18 hit.
Does an 18 hit? What is it versus? And who are you swinging at?
I was going to be doing my healing strike. I was going to be swinging at this guy.
Well, I will point out one thing to you as far as flanking rules. Mm-hmm. Flanking rules, you get flanking bonuses, and they grant combat advantage opposite. Only when you're directly opposite.
Right.
So, in third edit, it was a little different, but like if you wanted to flank him, you could move. You could have moved there.
Right. I was out of movements. That's as far as I could get. Okay. But I want to swing at this guy.
Swing at the one that's not marked. Okay.
Yes.
And that's versus AC?
Yes.
That will hit.
Excellent. So my healing strike says 2 weapon damage plus strength modifier.
So you roll 2 weapon dice. You only add your weapon, you're only registering modifier. Right?
On 2d10s, I got a 4.
You rolled 2 twice? That first one was
yes.
Like a 7.
No, it was a 2.
Did you roll a 20 to hit?
No. Oh. That's Becca's dice. So
he is also bloody.
That's an 8 damage.
8 damage.
And Nathan, you're within 5 squares of me, so you regain.
Oh, you're doing.
Oh, you get a healing surge.
Okay.
Well, read me the power real quick.
It says, hit 2 weapon plus strength modifier, radiant damage. Target is marked at the end of your next turn. In addition, you or one ally within 5 squares of you can spend a healing surge.
Okay. So it's. So you choose whichever ally, but he's the one who's injured, so yeah.
Okay. So I get to use one of my healing surges?
And here. Use those as your marks.
Okay. Here's my spent healing surge. So that gives me 9 hit points back, so I'm up to 32. So I'm only down to 5 now. Okay. Well, I guess that takes care of my minor action. It doesn't say what my marks do.
Usually marks don't have an effect until they don't swing at you.
Correct. Unless they
That's how...
And when they ignore you generally, then they take whatever penalties they have.
Okay. So it's my action. Okay, I'm going to use my move to shift. And as my free action, they both get marked because they're in adjacent squares.
Okay, that mark supersedes his, so you can remove your mark. A creature cannot be marked by multiple opponents, so new marks will supersede old marks.
Okay.
The marks
go in. So they're both marked. The marks go in, the marks go out.
The marks they're both marked, they're both bloody.
Yep. And then I'm going to do...
they're Christmas festive.
You are the one directly in front of you, you are flanking with Mike's character.
Yeah.
So if you attack that one, you get a +2 to your attack.
This
and
one?
It grants combat advantage.
Well, I'm going to do Earth Spikes on it, which is strength versus AC. So it's plus... with my weapon, so the bonus is +4 to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use an action point to...
No. Action points are only used to give yourself another...
Nathan's like, can I have some bonus?
Well, I'm critically fail.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see.
Nathan explodes. That would be my...
I can't see over this thing.
This thing, right?
I thought you got X-ray vision with your upgrade.
And you were using what
battle
kind
axe.
Of weapon?
Battle axe.
Oh, let's see. Melee weapon. Move 2 squares in a random direction and provoke attacks of opportunity as normal.
I only move 1 square because I move 1 less when forced to move. So.
So it's in a random direction.
Roll a d8.
Yeah.
There you go.
One.
Yeah, that's fine.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Wait a minute, that's not enough.
Well, one's solid rock, so you can't move that way anyways.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 7.
So, that way. Which means you will provoke from both of them. So you move from this square, and they're both threatened that area. So they both take... Generally, when you provoke, you only use a basic attack, so that's what they're doing.
I thought we practiced with that. This happened last time.
We did practice, but my die decided to be a traitor.
And
you get a better handle on the shaft next time.
It wasn't the string that did it.
They both claw at you as you move. 22 versus AC.
That'll hit.
And 25 versus AC.
Yes, that'll hit. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is their bonus? It's like, oh, I have a +19 to hit you.
First one does...
Only against you,
Nathan. First one does 11 points of damage.
Fuck.
Second one does 12 points of damage.
And bonuses against people who mark them.
23 points of damage. You're shitting me.
Nope.
I need a bloodied marker. That's fucking ridiculous. That is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Scott hates you.
I told you your points are going to fluctuate a lot.
No, that's just fucking stupid, though. 23 points of damage and 2 swings. We don't get to do anywhere near that much damage until we're like level 11.
We just haven't rolled well yet.
No, even if we roll well, we can't do that much damage. We get 1x weapon damage for like the first like 8 levels. It's not until you hit level 9 or 10 before you really start getting damage.
Your encounter stuff does more.
Well, it doesn't matter because I can't use any of the shit because it's all immediates. I get two at-will powers I can use that actually are just standard attacks.
So like Warden's Grasp and immediate reaction, what's the trigger?
Huh? They have to attack someone who's not me. That's it. And they're never going to attack anyone that's not me. Well, I'm going to use my minor action and use another fucking healing surge because I can't stay alive. Jesus Christ. And then I'm going to use my action point to get another standard action because I'm going to hit them.
Okay, so you gain, gain your hit points up until the end of your next turn. All your defenses are at plus 2 because of the second wind.
I used, and then used my healing surge.
So you and use your action point
to do a send another standard action.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to hit them again with those earth spikes. That's a 22.
Versus
AC.
That'll hit.
Fine. Everybody in adjacent squares takes those squares are filled with spikes. An enemy that enters the spike filled area starts its turn there, takes 5 points of damage.
That's an enemy, right?
Yeah, enemy.
I mean, it does not affect you, Michael.
It says any enemy, does not say anything about friendlies. And he takes 11 points of damage.
The one right next to you?
The only one I can hit. I did that shift so I could attack both of them more easily, and
he does not look well at all.
I have a question.
Now, and anyone that starts their turn in those spaces take damage.
Yes,
right?
Anybody who starts their turn, any enemy,
and they just take damage. Like
takes 5 damage.
Okay,
takes 5 damage.
That's gonna suck for them. Okay, so that was Nathan. Becca, you're up.
Question: what does area burst 1 within 10 mean?
You choose a square within 10 spaces of you,
and then every square,
then
one square out
it's
around,
it's a burst out in one direction and every
one square
way from
it.
That one.
Basically, it's every adjacent square.
It's like tossing a grenade.
What do we find out from that guy?
As of now, he's no longer incorporeal, so because it's the start of your turn.
Okay.
Stupid bastards.
And this doesn't say anything about enemies or friendlies. Oh, wait, my foes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Basically, if a power...
Just read what the power says. If the power says any enemy in the area takes damage, then it's only enemies. If it says anyone or any character or any whatever in the zone, then it's anything that's in the zone.
So
like
after effect.
Like if Andre had walked up here and used his breath weapon, and one of you guys were in the space, you would have possibly taken damage from it because it's not selective.
After effects. When do after effects take place? This has an after effect.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And this is your fairy fire. If you hit, the target is slowed and grants combat advantage. After it hits, the after effect is 3d6 wisdom plus modifier radiant damage, and the target grants combat advantage to the end of your next turn. Ouch. Basically, it happens right after you hit him.
Okay, so it happens in the same turn.
I'm just trying to find powers.
But that only happens if I hit.
And that is a daily.
Well... if it's does it say anything on this? See, if you miss,
a doily.
You still do a d6 plus wisdom damage. Yeah,
there are some things. Okay. Also, also want to point out if you look at your keywords on your powers, if any of them say reliable on it, if you roll and you miss to hit with that, it doesn't use up it. It's not used up. Otherwise, if you roll to hit with it and you miss, it's used up.
Okay. So I would like to do this.
And be sure to tell me what kind of damage you do sometimes, like if it's radiant damage or fire damage, because some things take extra or take less.
Okay.
Depending on what type of damage it is.
So this needs to be within 10 squares of me, so I was going to target this guy.
Okay.
And then it'll affect all the enemies.
Right.
And, like, one square.
And it's all enemies, so it won't affect Michael's character at all, but it'll basically...
How do you feel about Michael's character?
Okay, that's fine.
Remember, one square is the nine squares around it. So.
They are behind the rock, so they are going to have cover. Did you want to move before you do this?
I didn't know it made noise.
Because right now, because they're behind that rock, you're be at a minus five to attack them. Yeah.
Well,
five, six. So you can move up to seven, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to come, you can come all the way over here if you want.
And you'll have a clear line of sight.
Okay.
And you push it.
You don't provoke from anyone because you're not moving through any space.
That's what it does.
Okay.
Yeah, but this one sings.
Yeah.
The reindeer didn't. So I pushed this thinking it was just going to poop out candy and started singing. Yeah,
we haven't opened the candy.
It's a wisdom attack versus will.
Wisdom attack versus will. So roll d20 plus whatever. If you want to look on the printout at the bottom, it's probably still an implement, so it's probably plus three.
Yeah, my wisdom is a plus three, so.
You can get magical implements. Right now you just have a standard one, but you can get like plus one implement or something.
Additional magical effects, plus one to attack rolls against bloodied enemies.
Then you're at a plus one because they're both bloody.
It's got like no candy in it. They look like sixlets, don't they?
Did I roll a 1?
You rolled
a 14.
Oh, that's good. That will hit their will. You need to. It's a area of effect, right? So you need to roll two attack rolls.
So you hit one.
You hit the one you're aiming for. Now roll again for the other guy. Plus four, right?
Plus five because it's bloodied, isn't it?
It's normally a plus three, and it's additional plus one, right?
So it's plus four, so 13.
It would be plus four, so 13 will still hit its will. So you hit both, you roll damage once.
Which is 3d6.
3d6, can I borrow 2d6? Not the black ones, they don't like me.
Here, roll the hated Warhammer dice. Well, they hate me.
Okay, so they are slowed and grant combat advantage. Does that mean I get a plus against them?
People get
yes.
Combat advantage means
other people will gain bonuses on attacking them, but not you because me. Range attacks usually don't benefit from combat advantage unless you take a specific feat.
Okay.
But basically, they grant combat advantage, and
Jesus,
11, 12, 13 points of damage will kill both of them.
Okay.
They both pop in very explosive.
And it was radiant damage.
That's
they
fine.
Basically burn up in radiant light.
They radiantly die horribly.
Good. Because I can't, as a defender, I can't seem to do shit.
You're doing your job.
You're
getting hit by them.
Beaten to a bloody pulp. I'm still bloodied. Now try the candy thing.
No, it'll sing again.
Yes, I have it. Oh, it works.
Yeah, it works.
Okay. So, who's turn?
That was Becca. It's actually now the minions' turn. Minions are still trying to beat crap out of you. You're there. And they can't do the bloody
Pollywog
rush anymore, sadly. So, they actually will just poke you with spears.
Francis and Francis.
They'll try to poke you with spears.
I've been so out of this.
Kind of like the
banana
fruit.
9 versus AC and 18 versus AC.
Okay. What's your AC?
To know you want to push on the pig.
Hold 5 points of damage.
Turn up to 9.
All right.
I'm down to 18 out of 37. I'm already pat. I'm down.
They're
I'm
dead.
Already
and it's Beth's turn.
Yay!
They're both dead.
No, the croakers would go, but they're dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, wow, you killed both of them.
Okay, so these guys are dead.
No.
Those things over here were dead.
These two guys who are over here are dead.
So it's just
they died in radiant fire.
And that guy.
Okay.
The dude back there was like swearing and croaking, going. Rah, 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 rah.
Okay.
Then his tongue
I'm
goes.
I'm gonna move my beast, dude.
Licks his own eye, just because he can.
I would do it if I could.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna play a bully.
Move him here, he can get adjacent attacks.
Just so I can do that on
this. If you have somebody that does adjacent attacks, they can attack adjacent squares, you can hit both of them with it.
Hi, baby girl. One of these days I want to play a rock
shotgun.
Alright, so the whole finger's doing that.
Now, any power you have, uh-huh. any of your powers that have the beast keyword?
Yeah.
Beast.
and it's like this one. You can basically use you can use this one through him.
Okay, so that's Predator Strike.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll go for that.
Let's and it's the beast attack bonus.
Okay.
Which is plus three.
Plus three, okay.
Mm-hmm. Versus their AC.
Okay, and what do I roll? 20?
And it is one creature, so you, which one do you want to go for?
This guy here.
Okay. 20.
I just rolled d20.
D20 plus d20 plus time. 3.
19.
7.
7.
That will miss.
I want a new one. I don't like that one.
All right, but that was a move and a standard, I believe. You still have a line left, so it's really not much left to do.
Actually, I think that's a 1.
The lovely mudslinger.
No, it's, I'm sorry, it's a 13.
Oh, there's a round.
No, I stand corrected. It's an 18.
You rolled an
18. It did, didn't it?
Or a
15.
Whoa!
No, it was a
13. It was a
13? This guy. First time. This guy here.
Thank you, sweetie.
Croaks at you in a. Just bellows at you in this deep, guttural croak.
Runs away.
Of course, you guys aren't all together. That's too bad.
I'm way back there.
There's no need to shout. We can hear you just fine.
And who? You did a horrible, nasty thing. You're just sort of flailing about. So he targets this square, which will hit everyone around it. He'll go against everyone around it.
Fortitude. Start with
Nathan. Does a 13 hit your reflex?
No.
All right.
You know that one.
Mm-hmm. Of course I know that one. Okay.
And Becca, assuming a 23 hits your reflex?
Yeah.
All right. Sadly, there's none of his allies are in there to take damage and boost this. You take 10 points of fire and thunder damage.
Thunder! Thunder! Thunder!
Thundercast! Oh! And then he's going to go.
What a coward. He's running away. We should go kill him.
We should.
Back to the top with Andre.
Can you move three squares that have friendlies in them?
Yes. You just can't stop there. Your allies don't give cover bonuses to to enemies or whatever, and they don't impede you.
So I'll go ahead and shift.
Okay. So that's move action.
Courage!
Who, on me?
Yes, inspiring word. You get to spend a healing surge.
Thank God.
Did you say courage?
And you heal an additional 1. It's an inspiring word, so I can't give a speech.
Still bloody?
It's just not a anymore. Word.
Right.
Not after that. So we have 2 healers, a tank, and 2 DPS.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's your move. Did you want to do anything with your minor action, if anything?
Dance.
Make a few.
Groom.
You groom your.
I groom my frill.
Your frill. All right, Michael. The mudslinger's like, screw you guys. I'm not letting you get close to me.
Bastard. Now would be a good time to have a crossbow.
Nathan, where are you at hit point wise?
I'm at 28 out of 37. I'm fine.
Okay.
Told you. Your hit points fluctuate a lot.
Yeah, but I burned through 3 healing surges in 1 combat.
Out of how many?
5.
Out of 14.
You get them back at the end.
Now you know why you have 14 healing surges as a defender.
2, 3, 4, 5. 5.
All right. Did you have to run at all?
No.
No, but I took two
moves to get actions. Yeah. Okay, so you have a minor action left.
Oh, he has a nasty minor action, if I remember correctly.
You. I don't want to touch it.
I thought you did. Here, hand me the pig.
I'm not really fine. I must be missing it if I do.
Who is it? Someone has like a minor action, allows him basically to do something that would be normally a standard action. It's a daily. It's an.
His breath weapon's a minor action.
It's not that. It's actually a class thing. Someone has a class. It's an encounter ability that allows them to basically, as a minor action, use a standard action as a minor action, which means it's like, oh, I can do my, you know, whatever attack that does three dice, whatever, on you, and it's a minor action. So I can double move and beat the ever-living crap out of you.
I think that's the super speedster class that would be added. <extra. laughs>
No, it's one of the classes. I don't know which one. It might be in the PHB 2. Okay. It's a striker. I know it's a striker.
I'm just
William Stryker.
Oh, sorry.
That one that you play.
I'll just look at him and be like,
the Avenger, their thing is what they do is they basically, if they only have one enemy adjacent to them, they can invoke their ability, and till the end of their next turn, they roll 2d20 and take whichever is best to hit them.
Nice.
When they go down, it recharges.
Jessica played a striker in our last 4th ed. Or okay. The striker in
the I'm just going to spend my minor action looking at him going, trying to run.
Nathan, you're up.
He who croaks and runs away.
Croak fast.
I cannot get close enough.
Shrieking.
But you probably don't want to move there. You probably just want to move to the other one. So you move through to the one you're going through, you'll be provoking from that guy.
So I'll stop here, and I will do Earth Shield Strike. It's a free action on my turn.
The only restriction on movement, just so everyone knows, is you cannot move diagonally around a hard corner.
So is that rock considered a hard corner?
No.
Well, it's right here, so.
If there's a building or something, you can't go, like, here's the edge of the building, you can't go diagonal like that, you have to go like that.
Okay. So, he's immediately marked because he's adjacent to me, because that's my free action for Nature's Wrath.
It isn't necessarily hard, it's more empty.
Until the end of your next turn. So, I will use Earth Shield Strike, which is strength versus AC. And a crit. Where the hell were you a while ago?
Did you put your green tag on him?
I did.
Yes. It's a minion, you kill him.
Yeah, he dies. What a waste.
I'm not going to deal with those cards on minions because that's a waste. They're minions. That minion dies a lot.
I'm like, splat! I'm like, hey, check it out, look what I did! You're all the way over there.
You have some nice frog legs.
Keep up the good work!
the bullywug there goes,
they're a little far away.
I think it's hungry.
I also gain a +1 power bonus to my AC until the end of my next turn.
And you regain 3 hit points when you hit it. The universe.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. The universe sighs as if reality itself is thanking you for killing this thing. And you regain 3 hit points. It's a bullywug thing.
It's a bullywug. Oh, that's right, the bullywugs.
The bullywugs are inherently wrong, and this is reality's way of saying yes, yes, they are.
The whole thank you for doing something about it. Come here, Mishka. What's wrong, baby?
You get out of my house.
All right. That was Nathan. Becca.
She's a cat.
I can't see around these, can I?
You can. You can see through these. It just provides cover. And you can move through them. It's just difficult terrain.
I am going to...
Double move?
No. Going to use Storm Spike. The range is 10, so I can hit him.
Is that a daily or at will?
Isn't at will.
Okay.
One creature, so I'm targeting him.
It's a will.
Will attack versus reflex.
So, wisdom modifier.
So that should be a +3. He's not bloodied, so.
20? Versus his reflex?
Yes.
Versus will, isn't it?
Will.
No. So my wisdom versus his reflex.
Right. You'll hit him.
1d8.
Plus 20 billion divided by 0.
So 0?
No.
Plus wisdom modifier. This is lightning damage.
Okay.
As opposed to baking damage or baking soda.
And if he doesn't move at least 2 squares on his next turn, he takes lightning damage equal to my wisdom modifier.
Ooh.
8 plus 3, 11.
11 points of damage to him with lightning.
Thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening me.
He's very much bloodied now.
He's like...
eats a fly as it flies by.
He's like, healing surge! Oh, that didn't work. Oh, I need to be an adventurer.
There's not enough flies.
Yes, Allie. Alright, the minion gets to go. Minion. And the minion is dumb, so it attacks the creature, the beast in front of it. What is the beast? Well, let's see what it is.
What about Bob?
Probably will with, it tries to skewer with a spear, 24 versus AC.
13.
Yeah, it hits.
So AC is a 13, oh yes. It takes a mighty 8 points of damage.
Oh, no.
And it has 26 hit points.
Okay. Damn, that animal has almost as many hit points as I do. Mm-hmm.
Can I use that pencil?
All right. Oh. And you get to go now, Beth.
Where's the ping pong ball? Put it back in there.
Right there. Okay. Well, since my beast is already right there.
Behind the tree.
You could actually move if you want.
Yeah, I probably should do that, huh?
You can move diagonally.
She knows. She did.
So, I mean, you don't need to do the stepladder thing.
I like the stepladder thing. Accept it.
Okay, I will. Moving on.
Okay, I'm pretty close to that little guy now, huh? Mm-hmm.
That goes fast.
I'm able to hit it and not miss.
You can still try. You either want to use ranged attack, or you can try to hit it with the beast's attack again.
I'll try ranged attack.
Okay.
Oh!
That's a very dead minion.
Finally, I got the right die!
Pass me that bullywug as it dies a lot.
As it goes
splat!
There's lots of splattered minion there. Mudslinger!
Goes, holy hell, they're catching up with me!
He's gotta move at least 2 squares.
Alright, Mike, you're gonna get a basic attack swing on him as he moves away from you.
You might not be moving very far if I roll well. That puts me at 19 to hit.
That'll hit, roll damage. It's your basic attack.
3.
She got it out.
Oh. 6.
Holy, you do plus 5?
That hurt, but he's still
damage, 10
plus
5.
What's your strength? 18?
Yeah, but I have an 18, I have a 1 miscellaneous.
Oh, because you're using a Warhammer, which is your god preferred weapon.
No, Colt is a great axe. Or the great sword, I mean.
So I wonder where the plus 1 miscellaneous.
Some weapons have it naturally. Oh. It's called like hard hitting or impact or some weird ass special rule. He goes all the way over there.
Your multiple personality
there.
Creature. Well, no.
He turns around and then uses his breath weapon on you.
So he moved 2?
He moved 2.
He didn't move far enough then. So he takes...
Well, he has to move at least 2, it says.
At least 2?
At least 2, then he moved 2.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, at least 2 squares.
Okay. I thought it had to be more than 2.
See, that's the problem, Nathan. You were thinking again.
All right, against you, Michael, it does a 21 hit your reflex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeez, she can't keep on there for more than a couple seconds. She's too
you take
excited.
10 points of cold and lightning damage, and you are dazed until the end of his next turn.
She runs for attention.
You said that was 10 points?
10 points, yes, sir. So when you are dazed, you grant combat advantage. You can take either a standard action, a move action, or a minor action on your turn. You can also take free actions. You cannot take immediate actions or opportunity actions, and you cannot flank an enemy. So you only get 1 action your next turn.
Choose wisely.
And it can be either a minor remove or a standard, but not both. But not any combination up there.
Minor standard.
And Andre, you're up.
Legasp.
Legasp. They're all dead. Quick.
Yeah, I don't have anything useful at this point, so it's time for my charismatic and well-formed, muscly ass to start running.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
Mm-hmm. That's a move action.
Okay, and then
it's a move action with a run. Yeah, you can continue running and move an additional 7.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7
Ha ha! I'm here,
Mike. You're up. You are dazed this turn, so you have you.
Don't worry, I'm here to rescue you.
An action.
Okay. Well, with my an action, I'm going to crossbow. Wow.
Apparently, the crossbow really wanted to shoot that guy.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Let's see, it's a D8.
You hit his AC just with the die roll, so.
7, it says plus 2, so 9.
Ha! Good to see I inspired that shot.
Quack!
And his big belly goes.
Oh, gas, gas, gas!
He releases a stench of rancid area.
Time to search the destroyed bodies.
No, despite having run into that, I still only took 9 points of damage.
Fuck you.
At this point, unless you guys do anything else, you are going to be able to take a short rest, and you can use as many healing surges as you want.
Woo!
Heal yourselves back up. Just put it in the pile.
I'm creating my own pile. No, that's my pile.
Oh my
create your
goodness.
Own pile because you're gonna recharge your
freedom. I'm down a hit point. I've got a ooh.
Don't put yours there.
Yeah,
create your own pile.
No, I want to give them over here. Then they'll all stay together.
We don't want to keep them all together. You want to keep them with you.
This is Kansas.
Yeah.
Where does it say how many?
Yeah, I mean we have male and female bathrooms for God's sake.
7. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
The one that always bugs me is the other bathroom.
Searching through their various sundry belongings, going through what they've got. I don't know if someone wants to write this stuff down.
I instruct the dwarves to catalog it because the dwarves are good at cataloging things.
I'll catalog my boot up your ass.
You find 5 spears.
Here.
Pretty too. Thanks. Do you want those?
Okay.
I'm
going to
throw them away if someone doesn't need them.
5 spears.
5 slimy, nasty suits of very used leather armor.
Your secret.
A quarter staff on the on this guy. And 34 silver pieces.
They're all mine! Mine! Ah, I'm greedy. I'm avaricious. I'm a dwarf.
It's you just heft the bag and go 34 silver.
Yeah. It's not even that. It's just a drawstring. 34 silver. All you gotta do is sniff it. 34 silver. Huh?
Thundercooker's
one word for you. Thundercooker Fuckenberg.
All right.
You're just one of those men that says, "Hey, I'm all right with people questioning my sexuality. I don't care. I do care, but I know how to make them stop." One word for you. Thunder Cuckoo Fucking Bird.
All right.
Well, I did the whole thing, so I'm sure they got it, too.
On the road again.
That's good cake.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Yes. Life I love you, is making music with
peel, peel 5 of the bullywugs out of nice slimy suits of small bullywug
leather armor. It's like, okay, where's the nearest water? I actually wrote them down as
there is actually
5 slimy, nasty, used leather armor.
Brook Hollow does have a river running north and south through it.
Yeah, we'll wash them downstream from the town.
Would you dare say a river runs through it?
A river runs through it, I dare say.
Bad, you guys.
Unless you want to do anything else. The rutted road leads to a foot of a broad hill that holds the walled village of Brook Hollow.
The village is nestled in the southern foothills of the southern foothills of the
southern foothills.
Something.
Of something.
Of the something.
Yes. This is the southern foothills of the southern foothills.
Wow. So the southern foothills of the southern foothills.
Correct.
That's where we're at.
Hot damn. We're south.
Near some foothills.
We're in the deep south. You know what that means.
We done gone so far south, we're north, bitches!
Not quite yet.
Oh, okay.
Is that a penguin?
I say. Either that or someone wearing a tuxedo. Quick, kill it. Let's kill it and take its clothing.
It's an affront to nature.
No, we can't. Remember that Disney did that March of the Penguin thing. Then we'll be killed by small children and their parents. Do not anger small children. They can eat your kneecaps. I've seen it happen.
No, that's the half one.
Well, dip me in honey and throw me to the lesbians.
To the foothills, foothills south of the Knollwood.
Knollwood.
The walls are weathered stone topped by defensive palisades.
What small do they call it, the Knollwoods?
It sits on the banks of the Shunlee River. Small thatched homes stand around Brook Hollow, each fronting a small piece of farmland or pasture. Beyond the farms to the west and south lie dark woods, and to the north tall mountain peaks. Really, I should be saying that to the north it's very strange woods, and to the south it's a road actually leading south.
Which we were coming up south.
You're crossing over the river to the city. City is on the other side of the river.
Cool, I can ride my beast.
Well, that's just to show you it's in the same square. That's why it's magnets.
Well, yeah. We need to go in, find accommodations, and we also need to find the mentor. Whatever his name is. Timothy.
I don't think his name is Timothy.
It's still daylight as you come up to the outer walls. The gate leading into the town is open.
Oh.
Looks There's like no need to knock.
The gate is policed by two guards.
Oh, hello.
As you...
Tell me you didn't just knock on their helmets.
I did. I'm like...
I think we covered this in lesson one. If doors open, really you don't need to knock.
They looked like they were asleep.
Oh, okay.
Can we help you?
Yes, we're looking for someone.
Aren't we all?
Not in that way.
We're not?
That. Looking for another
Are we all looking
faces?
For the same ones?
I'm looking for the tavern.
We're looking for... I can't remember his name.
Rathavin's just in that way.
D-O-E-V-E-N.
Follow the main Gilman. Road on in, you can't miss it.
We're looking for a man by the name of Gilbin.
Marvelous.
Dobin.
Dobin. Oh, I thought you said B.
D-O-E-V-E-N.
Should have said Victor. B isn't Victor.
V for Vendetta.
Bad. Oh, we're looking for a Dobin?
Dobin?
Yeah, he came this way. He told us he was.
Okay, doesn't ring any bells with me.
Okay, I'll launch into a description of the guy.
It
looks like this. You know.
I think we're one.
Said he was coming
past.
This way.
I haven't seen him recently, sir, but...
The dwarves will deal with it.
It would have been a couple months ago.
We're not the only guards that police the gate, so...
There's a reason.
Where's the rest of them?
Be sold.
The barracks.
Can I go talk to them? Where's the barracks?
They don't shut up.
They refuse to die because they're still talking.
We man the walls with more men at night.
Sorry, I guess I'll come back at night now.
I'm walking into the town.
We're the day shift.
Okay, bye.
We're the day watch.
They're the night watch. Noise noise is and doise away is
I think we're already gone.
Yeah, they left me behind. I'm like...
I didn't.
Sadly.
I just learned to tune you out.
Oh, so realistic.
Like, much like an older sibling does to the younger child that
it should
goes
be very,
on
very
and on.
Basically, they point,
Rafton's Inn, they point to a the biggest house that's right behind them, basically, the biggest structure. Like, that's the inn.
Oh, fantastic.
That's big. They've clearly never seen a dining hall.
I, of course, open the door for the lovely shifter.
They also have to build it above ground.
Yeah, but the thing is when you think about it, look how tall we are compared to them, and we still build halls greater than them.
As we enter, stay calm, citizens! We're here for a room!
You people.
I hand you the bag of silver.
You people look up from their various drafts of, you know, of drink.
I make myself smaller.
Is it just maybe a little hard to breathe in here with his ego?
Several waiters and waitresses.
It does tend to smother, doesn't it?
Scurry to and fro with various trays full of drinks, food, etc. You see a number of different looking people inside of here. Human woman totters over to the door. Goes,
oh, come on in, come on in.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
Hello, dearie. Come on in, come on in. How can I help you? You need rooms? You need a nice hot bar?
We're looking for someone.
We all.
I go to
and
the
not
bar.
That way. But no, a gentleman who came through here probably a couple months ago. I describe him. His name is Dovin.
Dovin?
Yeah.
Going and going and going.
I'm single-minded.
Nothing outlasts the dwarf adjacent.
I do remember a fellow by that name. He had a room here for a time. He had some business with Elion.
Elion?
Mm-hmm. Elion. Funny thing is, you know, not mention it, he did disappear one day. He never came back to his room.
Where will I find this Elion guy?
Where's his room?
Yeah, where's his room?
Oh,
did he leave anything here?
I don't know. I don't go through my guest belongings. That's rude.
Well, you said he disappeared. I figured that you would collect anything that he left and hold against the cost of his room, since he obviously didn't pay you.
Well, no, he paid.
Oh, he paid in advance. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Elion, you said, what's he do?
I figured I didn't need to bother his stuff.
Oh, I see.
Elion, oh, right over there. Okay. There's a very old, weathered, very hardened man, like, tan skin, like this guy's been working out in the sun.
Crack.
Yes, sitting there, and he's got this tankard of ale. He sips at it. Looks
how do you let me handle this one?
Okay, if it's all right with you, madam, can we check the belongings that our friend Dovin left behind in his room, please? I pull out the letter. See, look, signed by Dovin. We are friends of him. I'm not lying.
All right. You all seem like a good bunch of people.
Come on, Mr. Dragon Thingy. Let's go
upstairs.
He's already up there.
He left his room unattended.
Fool.
You go up to the top of the stairs, hallway, about four or five different doors up there.
And walk up to the first one.
Actually, I will get the key to the room if I can, because she's got to have the key.
She teeters on over to the to the desk.
I'll trundle after. You know, I'm dwarf. I've got short, stubby legs.
Who is it?
Wrong room.
Who is it?
Wrong room. Almost. Just for safety, walk over to the other room. Walk back to the other one.
Door is locked.
I'll get the key and then I'll check the key to see which room it is.
Dwarf! It's this one!
One, two,
this one.
Five.
I'm standing next
seven.
To it.
Where's three? Three.
Oh, sorry. I guess I'll stand in front of it.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about going on a diet to slim yourself down so I can see stuff better?
I have. You know, it's just these fine succulent meats are so extravagant, and I just have to say I love them.
Okay.
In the door.
Why did you make that noise when the door opened?
For drama.
Doors are supposed to make that noise.
Yeah, if they don't make that noise, we have to do something about it. If the door doesn't make the sound, I have to make it.
If the door doesn't make the noise, it's evil. It must be vanquished.
No. After I broke down three doors in the last end, you told me not to do that anymore.
You go on into the room. It's obvious no one's been in here for quite some time.
Ooh, not even a maid. Look around.
Okay. You look around inside his room, and there's the, you know, the occasional personal item here and there, but, you know, he isn't one to leave a lot of things lying about.
Of course not.
Let alone valuables in an inn, so...
Well, I was hoping maybe he left something behind, maybe given a clue to what's going on.
You're not finding anything. You can give a...
perception check?
Perception check, yeah.
I turn on my bat vision.
16.
19.
And what's everyone else doing?
I was going to talk to the old man.
All right. Alien.
Because the women folk have left us.
Savannah! Another one!
If I may, sir, I'll pay for it.
Two!
The Vorpal Network and the Gamer's Haven proudly present A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monkey Cook Adventure. Tolus, the Knight of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Tolus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Tolus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamer's Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamer's Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamer's Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.